Greetings, everyone. This is Keith and Karina coming to you once again from the great state of Pennsylvania. We're going to do a part two today to our last podcast of Faith That Believes. And I trust that you're going to be blessed by this broadcast because I really feel that the Lord has given me some things I need to share in this that I was thinking of in the last podcast that we didn't have time to get into because we really believe the Lord was leading us to lay a foundation of getting established in the Word and a relationship with the Lord, because there's nothing worse, at least in my opinion, or one of the worst things is trying to teach people how to have faith that don't have a relationship with the Lord on a proper basis, foundation of the Word and the establishment in that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow and surrender to His will. And that is a must. If we're really going to teach Christians how to believe God to answer their prayers, it isn't so much that we're just trying to get them to get all the things they want answered in their prayers, but it's the things that God has willed for their life. We're really wanting to teach people how to exercise faith according to the way God has established it. So in this part, we're going to talk more about that part of being able to believe that you receive through faith. And we'll continue on as we started out with Mark 11:24. So before we get to that, once again, as I usually always try to do, introduce my sweetheart and let her share some opening thoughts here as we get into this, and also look forward to hearing some of her insights during this podcast. Sweetheart, go ahead.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. So glad that we're able to share this time with you. As I always say, we are so grateful to the Lord for giving us this opportunity. We certainly don't take this for granted. It is not only a great honor, but also a great responsibility to have the opportunity to share the Word of God, the one and only true God, with you. Because this is not just a time that we are sharing together. This is a time that the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you. So we don't take this lightly. And we certainly ask you to please have great expectation. Don't just say, let me just take some time to listen to this. Have expectation that the Lord is going to do a great thing. He's going to speak to you in a great way. And He knows how to speak your language. I am so glad that we're going to take a moment to talk about faith again, faith that believes. And, you know, when we pray about the topic, one could probably ask oneself, we're going to speak about faith. We already spoke about faith yesterday. We spoke about faith the day before that. But faith, without faith, it's not possible to please God. Without faith, it's not possible to please God. And there is so much to speak about faith. There is so much. It's such a core, fundamental part of the Christian's life. So I can tell you just my own experience. In the past few months, I have been so enriched. I have been so blessed. The more we speak about faith, the more we read about faith, the more we learn about faith, my life seems to just, it seems like it came into an amazing harmony, synchronization with where the Holy Spirit wants me to be. And I encourage you to listen to that, to listen to this with the same hunger and the same expectation that you're not only going to listen to two people sharing the Word, but that the Holy Spirit has made an appointment with you today now to listen to this, because there is something that He is going to impart into your heart, into your soul, into your spirit, that is going to make a great difference in your walk as a Christian. Now, you mentioned something, you said something, and it said this is for Christians, because if you do not know Jesus yet, many things will just not make sense. But you don't have to listen to this and not understand. You can ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand as you give your life to Jesus, and he will make his word clear so that you may understand what faith is all about.
Amen. Sweetheart, it's so enriching to me as well to hear your insights and the things that you share, because it blesses me in so many ways. There's just so many things that I can begin to share on that line, you know, from the time that we've met to now, the time that we've been married as a couple. It's that you've been such a blessing in my life, and I trust in the days ahead, you know, in our future podcast, we will share more on those things, and I believe other people will be blessed as well. So we want to go ahead and continue on with this teaching that God is, the Lord has shared with me, or spoken to my heart to share on, and that is faith that believes. And I want to add this in that statement that he gave me a couple nights ago, and that is faith that believes is faith that expects. How, you might ask, say, how can you expect something from God if you don't know it's the will of God? We talked about that in our last broadcast. Is true faith in God's word. We're not talking about the faith where we believe that God exists. We know that he exists. And then, like I said, this is driven primarily to born-again Christians, you know, who've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet even the Bible says about the devil, says the devils believe and yet tremble, right? They know God exists. They know. They don't just believe. They know that God exists. So, you know, we're not talking about faith that God exists. We're talking about faith in God's word and his promises, what he said that you are entitled to as a Christian believer. And many people get the idea that if there are things that they're entitled to, that somehow they're just going to come to pass automatically because it's God's will. Well, this is something about faith that a lot of people don't understand, is that faith isn't simply believing God to do something on their behalf through prayer, but it's knowing what his will is and being able to stand on that promise that he will do what he said he would do, and believing that. That's the kind of faith that he expects. You know, because it's not only faith on our end that we got to expect from God, but he expects us to believe that he will do what he said he would do. And that's what he calls faith, you know. And of course, it's built upon a solid foundation of relationship with him and being surrendered to him. We talked about that in the last broadcast, so we don't need necessarily to go into depth on that here, part two. So I want to talk about that faith that expects based upon the principle itself of believing through knowledge of the will of God. And I've heard this said many years ago, and I like to repeat it often. And you've heard it if you've listened to some of these other podcasts earlier, is that faith can only begin where the will of God is known. True faith. How can you believe for something if you don't know if it's the will of God? Now, of course, we did talk about the last broadcast that there are certain things that we'll pray about that we can't find detailed in the word, like, you know, that I'm supposed to quit my job and move to California. You know, there's not a scripture that says Keith moved to California. But there are scriptures that tell me about following the Lord's direction and leading. We talked about that too, so I don't think we're going to get too in-depth on that, because I think we'll save that for another series on about being how to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
More on detail on that. But as we get into this thing, you know, if you got questions, sweetheart, you know, go ahead and interrupt. You know, we don't have a, I don't have a problem with you interrupting what I'm saying, because many times you've had a lot of, every time, actually, you've added many great benefits and perspectives on the word, as well as giving, you know, the listeners some idea of questions that some of them may be even thinking themselves, you know, that I didn't think about that to ask. So your input is very valuable to this, these podcasts, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
And so with that, we want to start out with Mark chapter 11, verse 24, the verse that we started with on the last broadcast. And that says, therefore, those things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, we ask this question, as I've heard it asked of me before, is when do we believe we receive? Well, the scripture says those things that you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them. When you pray. When you pray. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So when shall we have them? Sometime after we pray. But when do we believe we have them? When we pray. So if we pray and we ask anything according to his will, as we mention also the scripture for 1 John 5:14-15, which says, and this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have desired of him. So it's important for us to have confidence that's built upon knowing that what we've prayed for is the will of God. And that can only be established through a relationship with him and a knowledge of his will and his word. Because how can we know what his will is if we don't know what his word says? Because his word is an expression of his will being written in the Bible. So, you know, we talked about this before, sweetheart, and I'll let you add some things here about the importance of getting established in the word. And I think we do need to maybe reiterate some of this a little bit more for those listeners out there who may not have a close walk or relationship with the Lord, or maybe not even be saved. How important it is to not just be following voices or feelings, even though that's the Holy true. Spirit will bear witness in our heart when we receive the Holy Spirit. But the foundation has to come from the knowledge of the word, because God speaks primarily through his word.
That's correct. That's right. That's correct. You know, as you were sharing, here I am taking just a few notes because this is so rich. And I'm also asking the Holy Spirit to give us insight and revelation as to what are the listeners hearing and what are some of the questions that they may have. But I want to repeat maybe one or two things of the word that was shared in the previous podcast. And of course, we encourage you, please make sure you go back and listen to the other ones. There's a lot of foundation set there that makes it possible to understand even better what we are sharing today. There is something so valuable as you were sharing last time, and it's that we need to be willing to listen to God's word, to God's voice, but we can't expect God to tell us something apart from what the Bible says. So we want to make sure that we listen to the Lord. We want his direction. We want to believe him. But in order for us to do that, we have to first ask the Lord, is there something that you already have spoken to me that I have not acted upon yet? And that's really important. Lord, I want to grow in faith. Lord, I want to grow in the knowledge of your word. I want to know you. I want to learn how to obey you. I want to surrender more to you. Lord, I'm expecting this and that, a blessing, but it's really important, and we cannot repeat this enough. And this is, of course, this is for us. There's no one who's exempt. There's no one who graduated to a point that you do not need to be held accountable any longer for what the Lord is requiring of you today, what he has spoken to you today. And God is so good. There are things that he communicates to us, and he wants us to walk those things out. He wants us to believe him in the little things, the smaller things. And those things are in the Bible. They are in his word. And I'm just going to quickly share that one practical example where you said, if you're expecting, then congratulations if you're pregnant, and you do not need to pray God's will to see if he wants you to have an abortion. because we know that that's not God's will. That is not what God wants. So we bring that example up because we have to listen to what the Lord wants, but it has to be according to His word. So if you believe what the Bible says, which you should, because that is the word of God and it is the ultimate authority, it is the truth, then we have to submit to what the word of God says. And that is the place where we need to begin, because you've mentioned several times about how can you have faith for something if you do not know what God's will is. Well, what is God's will? Well, God's will is in the Bible. So we have to start knowing what God's will is in general, knowing what He says in the Bible, learning to obey what it says in His word for us to do and not to do, to come closer, what He's expecting us to do. Because we're talking a lot about, oh, what can we expect? But how about what God expects? God also has an expectation. So it's important for us to know what the Word of God says and start obeying those mandates. Start listening. Start aligning our life with what His Word states in the Bible. And then He's going to continue to speak to us in a more detailed way. But we cannot have faith. Once again, all of that to say we cannot begin to have faith without the knowledge of who God is and what He wants, what His will is. And where do we start? We start with the Word of God.
Amen. Amen, sweetheart. And you said so many wonderful things there. And one of the things that I'm reminded of that you said about, hearing from God and obeying Him in the things that He has already spoken to us. You know, I heard a minister say this many years ago, and this person said that if you're not hearing from God and you've been seeking God for a word, a direction, or guidance, then maybe there's a good chance that you need to go back and check the last thing He said to you that you were unwilling to do.
That's wonderful.
And do that. And then, because He generally is not going to give you new instructions when you're not doing the things He's already said to do.
Right.
So that's one place to check, you know, and I have had to do that myself before in the past, you know, because many times we want to hear God speak to us on a certain line, but yet the things He wants to speak to us, maybe those are things we don't want to hear. And so maybe it's possible, and I would think, you know, with the days ahead with this podcast, people are going to be listening, you know, that's going to be in that position where they're not obeying God, don't want to obey God, but yeah, they want God to answer their prayer on whatever it is that they're seeking. And of course, we've spoken about this many times over, that you cannot, I've heard somebody say it like this one time, that if we're seeking God for answers to prayers and we're not willing to surrender to Him, submit to Him, then that's nothing more than prostitute faith. Mm-hmm. We're trying to prostitute God to get Him to do something for us. We're not willing to be committed to Him. Mm-hmm. And wow, I mean, that's some heavy
language.
Word.
That's right.
Yes, but it's really the truth. You know, I want God to do for me, mm-hmm. but I don't want to do anything for Him.
Right.
You know, I don't want to submit to Him, surrender to Him, you know, somebody might say. And you got to get that right in your life, you know. Certainly God may at times answer your prayers, but if you're going to have a consistent basis of prayers being answered in your life, it's going to come with an establishment of a relationship with Him and a consistency of obeying Him.
Yeah.
If you're going to get those kinds of prayers answered on a regular basis.
You know, something that comes to mind, sorry to jump in here, but I was thinking, why in the world would anyone try to use the convenience of the GPS and enter an address if you're not going to listen to the instructions given? right? And sometimes I think we're more obedient and more dependent on GPS than we are of God's instructions. We really trust that GPS. We really do. And we do whatever, right, they tell us. It tells us, the woman or the man's voice tells us to do, because we have a destination in mind. Well, imagine God. God has a destination for us, right? And he's the one who knows how to get us there. So why in the world would I say, and we do it. We do it often, right? And unfortunately, but God is teaching us. We say, God, I want you in my life. I surrender my life to you. Whatever you want, I'm going to do. I want to serve you. I'm a Christian. I just want to have a new life in you. And I'm sure that many times that is very sincere. That is very sincere. Sometimes not, but I'm going to believe for most people, that is a very sincere confession, a desire. And so, you know, God is saying, oh, wonderful, great. Okay, so here we go. Let's, you know, we're going to hit start and let's start navigating your life and taking you to where I want you to go. And then, you know, God says, turn left. And we're like, well, no, I'd rather go right. Yeah, I'd rather go straight. So why would we expect God to not guide us, right? And why would we not heed to his instructions? If we're truly trusting our life to the Lord and we really believe that he's good, he's God, he made us. He made you, and nobody loves you like God loves you. And he definitely has your best interest in mind. And not only does he have good plans, but he's the one who can open every single door and also close them. So why wouldn't we trust him blindly, right? And if he says, this is what I want you to do, turn left, why wouldn't we turn left? So I think it's a good opportunity as well to actually ask the Lord to help us, to give us an obedient spirit, to help us to remove all pride, that self-confidence of thinking that we could possibly know more than God how to live the best possible life, the abundant life, not just live. It's not enough to get into your car. You want to get somewhere. You don't just want to exist here and breathe and wake up and go to work and go back to sleep and eat and then die one day. You want to get somewhere. You want to fulfill the calling that God has upon you. And he has a purpose and a plan for your life, right?
Amen, sweetheart. That's so true. And, you know, I was just thinking while you were saying all these things that, you know, how sometimes, we always pray, you know, before we do the podcast, right, for God to lead us and direct us and how he wants the broadcast to go.
Correct.
And, you know, sometimes he doesn't tell us in advance what he wants or exactly how it's going to go. And so when I have a thought I'm going to go a certain way, then as we pray and then we get the podcast started, we can sense the direction sometimes shifting and changing.
That's true.
And I could see this happening again, to reiterate what we've spoken in the last podcast, because somebody needs to hear this.
That's right.
Several people need to hear this. They need to know the importance of establishing that relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and that relationship with him and submitting to him, surrendering to his will for their life and getting in the word and learning what he says in the word are his instructions.
Amen.
You know, some have said, you know, the word Bible, it means the basic instructions before leaving earth. Right. Well, there's a lot of truth to that, you know.
Yeah.
These are instructions that God has for us. And then, you know, on the other side, maybe you might say the flip side of all this, you might have some listeners out there saying, well, you know, I just don't really believe in all this. I just don't believe that, you know, I do believe in God, but I don't believe in God being desiring to guide our daily life. And I don't believe that he's invested in all that and that's important to him. You know, he gives us common sense, mm-hmm. you know, how to live. and he puts that in. And so we're you know, to do things on our own, you know, to make things happen for ourselves, you know, self, like you said, about being self-reliant and things of that nature. And so if you're one of those people who are listening that think that, you know, I want to encourage you to rethink your way of thinking here, because you do not know what tomorrow will bring. You do not control all circumstances and situations. You may think you do. You know, many of us, because of pride, have thought, well, I can do this, I can accomplish that, and I can do all this. But yet, the next day, a drunk driver can cross the yellow line and hit you head on, and you had no control over the situation, and your life is gone just like that. And do you want to go into eternity like that? You know, you might say, well, I don't see the need to submit and surrender my life to God because, you know, I don't want to give up control of my life. You know, and there's a lot of people like that. I've met many people like that, you know, that don't want to give up control of their life because, well, what's God going to do with my life? He's going to make me do things I don't want to do. I'm going to be uncomfortable. I'm not going to be happy. And I'm certainly not going to ask him to choose my spouse for me or any of that because, you know, he doesn't have any idea what kind of woman I like. But the thing is, as far as from the truth, he knows better for you of what you want and what you need better than you do because he created you.
That's right.
He created you and you belong to him. And so a wise person will begin to see that they need God in their life. They need his guidance and direction. So when you do establish that relationship with him and you begin to walk with him, you begin to learn and grow in the word, then you can expect that God will answer your prayers as you get to know his word and his will and know how to pray according to his will. Because that's really what we're talking about here, is in expecting. The faith that believes is faith that expects based on knowing what God has said and what he said he would do. And see, it's not just a matter of that God will do it because he wants to. It's a matter of you understanding God's way of operation, his kingdom principles. How does God operate? And I think it would be wise on every human being's standpoint to say, hey, I know that I'm a limited human being created. I don't even know how all these organs in my body work. I've never even seen them. They told me they're there. And I'm trusting medical science based on things I have not physically seen with my own eyes.
That's a good point.
So if that's the case, then how much more so for our life? We don't even, did you create yourself? Did you bring yourself into the world by yourself? We came here from a sperm and an egg, and here we are as human beings with this capacity to seek and learn and grow. And it would be wise on everyone's part to say, hey,
that's amazing.
God is greater than I am, and I need his help. I need his guidance and his direction. And I would think in that we would be, you know, some people say, well, you know, you're really a smart person and all that. But, you know, you're not any more smarter than the fact that you realize that you need help from God. Because God living on the inside of you can make you a lot smarter than you are. And I know that for a fact myself. When people, you know, sometimes they will, you know, give me, applause or whatever you want to say, pat on the back. Oh, he's a great Bible teacher and all this and that. And, you know, and it feels good, and certainly to be encouraged like that. But yet, I know the things I learned, I didn't learn them on my own. They came from God. They came from the Lord. He's the one that taught me these things, and he may have used other people to do it as well. But when you learn the importance of dependency on him, then that's really the beginning of wisdom, if you ask me. Because God knows everything. God knows the beginning from the end. He's eternal. He don't have a beginning. He's been around how long? Forever. So who better knows how to guide and direct your life than God? Nobody. So, you know, I didn't get to what I really wanted to talk about, what I thought I was going to talk about, faith expects on the promises. And if the Lord so leads, maybe we will do a part three on this, or, yes, you know, just start another series on talking about, you know, the promises of God. But I want to kind of end this broadcast here, since we're here now at about the 30-minute mark, and we want to share with you some things that will be a benefit to you. For those of you, particularly that are listening, that don't know the Lord, we don't want anyone to leave this earth without having a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And I don't know anybody better at talking to people about a relationship with the Lord than my sweetheart, my love of my life.
That is so sweet. Thank
you. So I'm going to turn it over to you, sweetheart.
I definitely have a passion for those who don't know the Lord, because I know that it is the Lord's heart. It is not his desire that anybody should perish. And God loves us. He made us. He made you. You're listening to this not by accident. The Lord himself did what he had to do, and only he could do, to make this happen, that you would be listening to this. I just want to add, before extending the invitation, as you were saying, what can we expect? A faith that believes is a faith that expects. What can we expect? You said that you can expect the Lord to answer your prayers once we pray in with the knowledge of what his will is. If we know that we are praying according to his will, then yes, we can expect the Lord to answer our prayer. You know what else? We can also expect the Lord to guide us. The Lord will guide you. If you trust him, the Lord will guide you. If your ears are open to do whatever he's asking you to do, he will guide you. If you have an obedient heart, he will guide you, because he's God and he loves you. He's the loving Father. You know what else you can expect? That the Lord is for you. He's not against you. And that's really important, because I think too often, unfortunately, we have this image of God just really upset all the time, just upset, frustrated with us. And, you know, he's just waiting for an opportunity to just strike you. But that's not true. I think we have that image from certain cartoons and some movies, but that's not the true image of who God is. He is for you. He is so much for you that he gave his greatest treasure, which is his son, Jesus, for you. And if he gave us Jesus, what else would he possibly withhold from us if it's in his will and according to what he has already planned? And you know what else you can expect? You can expect mercy from the Lord. He is so good. And I know that you and I are witnesses and also recipients of the Lord's mercy and his grace. And I bring that up because many times when we've failed, we feel like we've just struck out one too many times and there are no possible opportunities for us. But that's not true. We can expect God to be merciful and to be so loving that he opens doors of opportunities that we never ever thought that we'd ever see again, or even be worthy of even being considered of being blessed. But God is good like that. And if you do not know the Lord, I'm not asking you if you know that God exists. Many people will say, yes, I know God exists, but that's not the question. If you have never, never given your heart to the Lord, if you don't have one day where you say, I remember this day I gave my heart to the Lord, oh, please, we are going to extend this invitation to you, not for tomorrow, but for today. The Lord loved you so much that he gave his son so that you would accept the sacrifice that he did on the cross for you. What kind of sacrifice, you may ask? Well, he took upon himself your sins. What do you mean, sins? I'm a nice person. Well, compared to God's holiness, nobody is a nice person. We are all sinners. We all fall short from the glory of God, which means that without Jesus, we all are destined to live an eternal death. There's no such thing as just disappearing when you die and becoming one with the universe. That's not true. You only have two options. You either live eternally with God or live eternally without God. And without God, it means in darkness, in hell, with Satan, And that is not what God wants for you. So I know that now the Holy Spirit is actually touching your heart. And I'm praying that you will not resist yourself, but surrender and tell Jesus, yeah, say, I accept the love that you offered me on the cross. I'll take your love, Jesus. I'll accept it. And please take my life. Take my life. Take my sins. Forgive me. I repent. And I want to live with you and for you forever, forevermore. And if you do that sincerely, I have good news for you. The Lord calls that being born again. You are now a new person in Jesus Christ, and you can trust that He is going to guide you and hide you in His wings, under His wings, and bring you into His covenant forever and ever.
Yes, sweetheart, that's a profound word, because, you know, as you're saying those things about what faith expects, you can expect that God will give you eternal life if you receive His Son. Amen. So we're going to end that broadcast on that note, and we want to thank you for all for listening. And if you're one who's listening to wonder, hear more about the promises of God, well, stay tuned. They're coming. There'll be more in the podcast ahead. We want to continue to be submitted to the Lord and follow His leading on whatever He does with each podcast. So we trust that this podcast is reaching out to those people who had need to hear this about salvation and being born again. Amen.
Amen.
So thanks for listening, and God bless, and we'll talk to you another time.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.